In higher education, graduate workers at Stanford University voted this week on whether to form a union. Results won't be in until summer, but as KQED's Holly J. McDeed reports, the move to unionize at Stanford is part of a wave of graduate student workers unionizing nationwide.
Barb Voss is a professor of anthropology at Stanford now, but back in 1998, she was a graduate student instructor at UC Berkeley. She remembers how university administrators argued they were students, not workers, and insisted their paychecks were financial aid and not wages. So she and other graduate student workers went on strike.
Of really actually affirming the value of my labor and the labor of other graduate students who at many universities, including Stanford, are key components of the university workforce, but are often not recognized as workers.
Finally, in 2016, the National Labor Relations Board ruled student graduate workers at private universities were employees who could unionize. This year, graduate student workers at the University of Southern California, the University of Chicago, and elsewhere have all voted to form unions. Chloe Bro, a graduate student worker at Stanford, hopes her university is next.
Stanford works because we do, because graduate workers work, and that the quality of the work will only get better once we have a say.
Those workers are pushing for higher pay, more protections for international students, and better processes for people who report discrimination, harassment, or abuse of power. For the California Report, I'm Holly J. McDeed.